Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic View. Psychic View. On PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. With your hosts, Maureen Halloran, Steve Frampton, Jackie Hahn, and Sharon Bradley. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Steve Frampton, and I'd like to give you all a very warm welcome to tonight's broadcast of The Psychic View, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Tonight, we'll be giving free readings throughout the show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And before we get started, I'll give you the dial-in number, so please get your pen and paper handy. The telephone number for free readings is 724-444-4851. That's 724-444-4851. And I'll give you a little bit more information about what happens when you do call in. But first of all, I would like to introduce my co-hosts this evening. Maureen, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fabulous. I have a fabulous lifestyle. People from Facebook are sending me money.
Yeah, they're sending you Facebook money.
Yeah, there was a hacker that came in. Thank you, everybody, for sending me money. No, it isn't funny, but yes, I had a hacker. But I'm doing okay besides that. It was shame on those people contacting my people about me being in England, being robbed and mugged and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, gosh.
You didn't get one? Well, Steve, you can send me money to California because I am being robbed of a lifestyle that I'm accustomed to, so please do.
Whatever you get. Oh, okay. Well, how much do you need?
I'd have to buy some Prada shoes.
Prada shoes, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll sort that out after the show.
Thank you.
Well, Maureen, would you like to tell our listeners about your work?
Well, let me think about this for a meditation. Yes, I'll be fine about that. Yes, I am an intuitive. And I work with tarot cards as my main tool. I'm not just a tarot reader, but I'm an intuitive. I'm an empath. I'm all the C's. I'm not going to go through them all, but I'm a visionary. You know, I get what I get, and I know what I know, I'd like to help people with their direction. And if there's a negative that I might pick up on, they have an option to go into a positive, as we all do, make choices. And I love my work, and I put my all into it. I've been doing it for 4 years now. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Maureen. It's always a pleasure to have you with us on the show. We have a lot of fun, and I'm excited about our evening of readings. It'll be great. Now, we also have Jackie on the line. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm wonderful, Steve. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Jackie. Would you like to tell our listeners about your work, Jackie?
Absolutely. My name is Jackie Hahn. I'm actually one of the readers here on Psychic Access, so you guys can check me out if you're interested in a reading. I work with the angelic realm, so I connect to the angel of the energy of the angels through all of my readings. Because I find that a lot of my clients will come to me with relationship questions. So I know how very sensitive it can be to deliver information, especially ones that they may not want to hear, you know. So communication is a big part of who I am, and bringing forth messages that are always filled with compassion and love and things of that nature, because it is a sensitive topic, and a lot of the people who call me are asking about that. So sometimes there's a message that comes through that may, you know, be for their highest good, and they may not be ready to hear it, but I find that it resonates with them. So I work with the angels, as I said, because, you know, it's the unconditional love, and, you know, they're always here to support us. So, and it's all good. I'm happy to be here, and I missed the last show with the free reading, so I'm looking forward to this tonight.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. The last one was just great fun. Giving readings all evening was wonderful. Well, it's great to have you with us, as always, Jackie. And we also have our guest co-host and great friend, Res Miranda, with us. How are you, Res Miranda?
Hello. I'm wonderful and so pleased to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It's our great pleasure, Res. Now, would you take a moment to tell our listeners about your work as well, please, Res?
Absolutely. I'm also a reader on psychicaccess.com. You can find me there and chat with me anytime you like, practically any evening that you like. I'll be more than welcome to see you and happy to see you. I am clairvoyant and clairaudient, which means I see things and hear voices, and psychicaccess.com enables me to do that for a living. So I'm pleased to do that, and I am pleased to help you explore, discover, and create the destiny that you deserve. That, I feel, is my calling and what I love doing the very most.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Res. It's great to have you with us again.
Thank you.
Well, my name is Steve Frampton, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show. I also give readings with psychicaccess.com, and I'm a psychic medium. Now, we will be giving readings throughout the show this evening, so please do stay tuned and make a note of the telephone number to call in. It's 724-444-4851. And we'll be giving those on-air readings with our gifted psychics, so please do feel free to call us with your questions. Now, if you were unable to catch our show on crystals with Rumi Dar last week, you'll find a recorded archive link, as well as archives of all previous shows, on psychicaccesstalkradio.com. Just look under the Archives tab, and all of those shows are listed there. And please do feel free to circulate the archive links and details of Psychic Access Talk Radio and our future shows to your friends and family. It's our mission to reach out with our guides and connect with as many people as possible. So be sure to include others in our show. I'm also really excited to announce that we're simultaneously broadcasting the show with People's TV Network, which is wonderful. We get to reach out to more people. Now, when you call in, I wanted to just explain to you how the system works. You can call in by telephone using the number I quoted a moment ago, or you can ask a question in the chat room. And we do take the calls from the telephone first because of the wait time. And again, the calling number is 724-444-4851. And please do be aware that when you call in, no one will answer your call. You are placed on hold, but you can continue to relax and listen to the show while you wait. And when you do join us, please speak up clearly when you're on air, and do try to be specific with your question. It really helps us with these short readings to focus clearly upon the area that interests you most. Now, before we get started, I think we'll have a little bit of interaction. We'll see if there are any questions coming up on the chat. Oh, we have got a caller already, actually, from Colorado. Now, who do we have on the line from Colorado this evening?
Well, this is Alan speaking.
Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing very well.
Great. Well, we're going to take it in turns to give the readings this evening, Alan, and I'm giving the first reading. So would you like to tell me your question?
Of course. Yeah, I am in the midst of completing a BA degree in psychology at Argosy University here in Denver. And I'll be completing...
Okay, I heard, Alan, you're doing a psychology degree in Denver.
And I wish to continue, and I like to...
Are you still with us, Alan?
What? Hello?
Hi, Alan. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, Alan, what I heard was that you're studying a psychology degree in Denver. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your question, Alan?
Well, I wish to continue, and I'd like to see if you see funds coming from various sources to fund it.
You wish to see if funds will come from different sources to fund your degree?
To complete the master's, yes.
To complete the master's, absolutely. Let's take a look for you. What's your date of birth, first of all, Alan?
What did you say?
What's your date of birth?
Date of birth is September 1st.
September the 1st, okay. I just ask because it helps to it helps my guides to tune into you if I know your birthday or your date of birth. And that, you know, the first thing that my guides are saying for you, Alan, is that you're very ambitious. You obviously care deeply about people and your work and want to make a difference, but you're a very ambitious and very career-oriented guy, and you've always had a really strong desire to be successful. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah? And they also say, Alan, that you're an extremely professional person. I mean, ethics and integrity, your professionalism, these things are your hallmark. And they're talking to me about detail as well, and saying that you're not only very enthusiastic, but you have a very, very strong and meticulous eye for detail, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they do talk about patience, Alan, and they say that you show such commitment to your career and such commitment to your master's degree and your work that you'll absolutely be taken care of. And I'll ask them in a moment to be more specific about how that comes about. But they have said that you need to be patient. They say that you're a very bright man, and you've got a very keen mind. You're always thinking, but you do need to be a little bit more patient with yourself. Does
yes.
that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, but they're also saying to you, Alan, that you've got a very innovative mind, and you as well. Obviously, you're focused upon psychology, but you'll be very much involved in innovation within that field. And you're also very confident, very self-motivated. My guides talk about discipline and say you're exceptionally disciplined when it comes to your studies. Okay, they do say as well that you're a perfectionist, so you have to that's a great gift, but something that also you have to manage and balance. You don't push yourself too hard, but they say that you'll pursue your career with absolute commitment, and things will work out really well for you. Now let's just ask about the funding. I feel that funding will come from three sources, and let me see what they're saying. They're giving me the number three. They're talking about March, Alan. When do you need your funding? Because I see one of the sources of funding coming through in March.
I say, well, the masters will be beginning in the fall of this coming year.
Okay. Okay, so you've got plenty of time.
Yes.
Well, my guides are saying that one source of funding will be sorted out in March, Alan, and that source of funding is not too far from you geographically. That source of funding is to the west of you. It feels like California somehow, but absolutely see a source of funding from an organization in California. There is also a connection abroad for you, actually. There's an organization that, and it's not a state organization, it's a commercial organization. There's a commercial organization that will be prepared to invest in your education as well. Are you thinking of both the public and private sectors for investment?
Yes, I am branching out in searching scholarships for growth. Private scholarships and other sources.
Okay. Well, they say to look abroad as well. there's a connection, somehow there is a connection for you with England, and you should consider England as well as the States, but you'll get funding from three sources. Two will be more public sector, and one will be the private sector, but do also look at the UK. One will come through in March, second comes through in May, and the third one comes through in August. But you'll be very much taken care of. They do say you must express your commercial flair as well as your passion for psychology. So think about how you can articulate the commercial application of your research work and your master's as well. Yes. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, I wish you lots of luck, Alan. Fantastic field.
Yes.
So go for it and let us know how you get on, Alan. We'd love to hear from you. We wish you all the very best.
Okay, so I just have one question and that's it. Good, right?
Yes, just one question, Alan, if that's okay. We're going to try and get through plenty of callers, so just one question.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'd call in again, Alan, if you've got more questions, and let us know how you get on. We'd be delighted to hear from you.
All right, very well. Thank you, sir.
Good luck. Okay, it's a great field. I'm fascinated by psychology as well. I think that there's such a strong link between the work that we do and psychology, and I'm really keen to learn as much as I can in the future about psychology. How about you guys?
Absolutely, I'm here.
Oh, yes.
It's in between psychology and the power of our minds and how we can affect our realities.
And also union psychology. I'm a real backer on that union. Carl, anything with Carl Jung, I'm off. Yes, very much so.
Absolutely.
Yep,
yeah,
I agree.
Really exciting.
I think there's a lot of... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
I was saying I definitely intend to do some studying of psychology in the future. It's absolutely fascinating. Now we also have another caller on the line. We have a caller from New Hampshire. Who do we have calling from New Hampshire?
Hi, my name is Michelle. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Great. Well, Michelle, Jackie's going to give you a reading, so go ahead and give Jackie your question.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good, Michelle. Thank you. What can I help you with this evening?
Gosh, I have so many things going on in my life, and I'm just trying to pick.
Let's start at the top.
Yeah, the best. recently, I mean, I could ask about, like, my love life, or maybe I should just ask more my concern. I'm having a concern about my child, so I guess that's really important to hear on how to pull him out of where he's at. He's 12 years old, he's in sixth grade, and he's having a lot of trouble right now, and I am like kind of at my wit's end with him, and I don't know what to do anymore. So
okay,
where can that go, or what can I do to help him? He is very in tune to, like, people's auras and energy for a 12-year-old. And I just want to see if everything's going to work out for him with school, or I thought about homeschooling him, and I just don't know which route to go.
Right. Well, and that's wonderful, you know, Michelle. I'm glad you brought that up, because what is your son's name, please?
His name is Brandon.
Brandon, okay. And he is a very gifted child, and he's lucky to have somebody like you. That's the first thing that they want me to tell you. I know it's challenging, and that on top of, like you said, everything else going on, it is overwhelming. But let's just see what's going on with him. Certainly, school is challenging. I get this feeling that... you know, one of the most important things you can do for him, because he does feel different, you know, left out, and that's contributing kind of to his behavior, because he learns how to be himself, but now he can't be himself. So, in other words, it's like he has a hard time pretending, because there's this part of him that's so strong spiritually that he's not sure how to turn it off. So for you, I what I'm getting is one of the things you could do is, you know, do a little research yourself and do a little education of your own to understand how to work with somebody, you know, a gifted child, because you can be able to communicate with him. And I think one of the first things is your son is very sensitive, so he picks up on a lot of the energy, and your energy just from being here on the phone, you know, for somebody like him, he would immediately feel that. So it would be really important for you to just try your best, Michelle, to let go of this anxiety and worry before he comes home from school or before you see him. Because, again, immediately it's like he's taking on what you're feeling. So that would be the first thing I would recommend, is just to be conscious of how you're feeling, and find a way to, you know, to like meditate, or, you know, find a few minutes of yourself just to do some deep breathing exercise, anything to release a lot of this overwhelming feeling that you're carrying, because your son is picking it up. If you have any questions, just jump in. I tend to talk a lot and talk fast.
No, that's great advice. I do tend to wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I do have a million things going on. And, you know, right. I'm a single parent, so I'm always concerned about, like, the next relationship and, you know, like that. And
yeah, I can relate to you. I'm also a single parent, too, and doing it for many, many, many years. But that would be one thing I would suggest. But you have, overall, honestly, there's a lot going on. You are so much more powerful than you realize. First off, they wanted me to share that with you, because there is no accident that, you know, you have a child that's gifted, that you have a full plate. You know, I believe that we would never have this much if we weren't able to handle it. So you are. So just try to see that for what it is. But at the same time, you know, if you need to write, you know, prioritize, you know, sort of, you know, find things to focus on, it's easier than just focusing on everything all at once, you know, to kind of streamline it to one area. You know, set that up for yourself, because that's one of the downsides of people who are really multitaskers and very efficient at it, because they have a lot of little projects going on, is that we tend to not be able to focus in one area at one time. So I would say for your son, being, you know, this is what's coming up for you, you know, spend the next couple days, like I said, doing some research. You can teach him. But you know what? I really feel like he knows this. I was going to say you could teach him how to protect himself, you know, energetically, to shield himself, and so he's not so wide open and out there and picking up all other people's stuff. You can help him with that. But I feel like he knows that, and he's a super smart kid. And if you were to, you know, maybe sit down and have a conversation with him and say, Brandon, you know, tell me what's going on, and not judge him, just listen. I know you do that, but I feel like he needs to keep hearing it. You know, I think he feels alone sometimes, and he's upset, not upset, but he's alone, and he's not sure, you know, what it is he's feeling.
Right,
and I think if you just give him that space.
Go ahead. You know, he goes to school, and it's one excuse after the other of not to go to a class or not to do his homework, you know, and
right.
I'm trying to give him the responsibility of when he says it's done, I believe in him, and it's really, he's fibbing a lot. Did I lose
right.
you?
It's because he's afraid. You know, fibbing and lying is just a symptom. It's just his way of protecting himself, because I feel that he's not sure what he's feeling, so he's taking on a lot of other energies. So I feel like he's absorbing other kids' behavior, like it's not really even his. You know, it's almost like, who is this kid anymore? I just don't understand him. That's what I mean by he takes on other energies, you know, like such as yours, and unfortunately, kids at school. Would he be open to perhaps getting some kind of healing work energetically, like through Reiki or something to help him
Yes, I actually just finished school for massage therapy, and I have like a natural type of energy in me. I've been told I was attuned for like first level Reiki distantly. So once in a while I give him some of that, but I think that, yes, he would definitely, and he has experienced some before. I have a friend who has done like reconnective work with him.
Mm.
Okay. And maybe it's time to get some of that done again, where they just take them and put them back together, and, you know, his energy-wise, I mean.
Yeah, I definitely feel that that would be, you know, the next step. Start with that, and then, of course,
And he asked for energy from me all the time. He asked for energy from me all the time. He came home from his dad's and had a bad time, and I was teaching him a grounding exercise of, you know, just picture him white, go through him from the earth to the sky, and
right.
That seemed to help a lot with him that day. He, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly, Michelle. I mean, and just continue to be diligent with that, you know, and I know it's like, oh, you know, it's the last thing I need because I'm so exhausted, but it's, I know it's hard. Believe me, I can feel it in you. But it will get better with practice. You know, it's just, this may be something that you just have to incorporate into his daily practice.
And you think that with me helping him with this stuff, his schoolwork and stuff will improve? And his,
well, it will, because, you know, he's going to release a lot of this energy that's not his, because that's like clouding his identity. You know, it's almost like he doesn't even know who he is anymore, and he's taking on other people's, I don't want to say their identities, but it's their energy. And it's important for him to fit in. So he's just kind of doing what he thinks he's supposed to be doing, but he's also not seeing how him as a child and the gifts that he has, how that is so much more. I mean, he's, I still feel like he's somewhat of a young soul. But it's just a process. But I do feel that it's not really his stuff, and that it will help, you know, but one thing at a time, you know, one day at a time. But with continuing determination of helping him, it definitely will affect his schoolwork. And I know, you know, we're only several months till the end of the year, till June or May, whenever he gets out. Yep. But he'll be okay. He will. He'll be okay. I think he's, you know, he's lucky to have you.
Mm, thank you. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and good luck to you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for calling in, and thank you to you as well, Jackie. Now, the next caller is from California. Who do we have calling from California?
Hello?
Hi, are you calling from California?
Yeah, I didn't know that I was even on the line.
No, you're through. You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris, well, welcome to the show, Chris, and thank you for calling in. Now, Res Miranda is going to read for you. What's your question for Res Miranda, Chris?
Well, like the previous caller, I've got a billion things that I really am concerned about that I'm at a point where I just don't know what direction to go with. Some of these things have been going on for a long time and kind of stagnating, and some of them seem to be building up into dangerous situations, whether it be social or financial or otherwise. I almost feel like, you know, what energy am I putting out that seems to be like the biggest thing in my energy that needs to be addressed, but I don't know if there's anybody there that like picks up things like that.
Okay, well, hi, Chris. This is Res Miranda. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Well, I see a couple of things so far. I'm looking at the cards for you right now, and what I'm seeing about you and about your current situation or circumstances in the cards is an awful lot about struggle and an awful lot about feeling alone and an awful lot about thinking that you're doing what you need to do all by yourself without any help from anybody. And so you're thinking, something's got to give here. Something's got to change. I need some answers. I need some direction. You know, I just want to be happy. So I can kind of see. Does that sound like you so far?
Yeah. There's, you know, the struggles are... there's such a complex web of them, you know.
Yeah.
And I suppose the most important thing for me to be concerning myself, other than, you know, the bizarre relationship I'm in and the bizarre friendships that I have and the weird struggles that go with them, is my contribution to society right now doesn't exist. And
yeah.
I have no clue what direction... I have ideas of what my dreams are, but I don't know what I'm capable of, because I've had, you know, certain... disabilities that I've been on state aid for a really long time, and I just don't know what I don't know where to start, you know, whether to trust my dreams or go for something that wasn't necessarily my dream but is my better choice for my personality and my ability at this time in my life.
Oh, well, I think you can kind of combine that. I know what you're saying and what you mean when you say that you've been in the system for a long time and how difficult it is to break free from that when you come to depend on it, when you need to depend on it, when it's not just you that you're worried about. So what I'm seeing is that what would make all the difference in how you feel about yourself and your life, and would actually change your circumstances too, down the road, is if you begin to do something that makes you happy. And I don't mean to sound general when I say that, but I'm talking about following your dream and following your calling and the thing that I know you're not quite sure what that is, and I'm going to get into that too. What I'm seeing about that is that you're very good with working with mothers and children. You are very, you've got a lot of healing energy around you. You've got a lot to give as far as advice. You've got a lot to give as far as creativity. You can help if it's on a more practical level. Again, I'm seeing you can do a lot. You're such a talented person, and people have told you that before. Now, what you want to do is begin to do one thing. Is that right?
I get. I just don't know how to channel it. You know, I mean, I suppose I need to get an education, and I don't have the confidence to know what direction to go in with that.
Yeah, I don't think you need to start there. I'm not saying never get an education. I'm just saying that's too big for you right now, because that's a financial issue for you, and it's also a time issue for you. So what I see is starting small, like educating and talking and giving advice and being creative with people on a personal level. And what I mean by that is consider giving your advice online.
Mm-hmm.
And how to do that, there's a million different ways.
Dear Chris column or something?
Sorry?
And like a Dear Chris column? Giving my advice online, kind of a thing, or what?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about.
That's funny. It's funny because it's the way everybody treats it, the way I interact with people a lot.
Yes, exactly. It's the perfect venue for you. And you could also make some money doing it. Also, and I'm getting this from Spirit, so if it sounds funny, it's not my fault. But what you should pursue, something else to pursue for you again, too, in that vein, is contact your local newspaper. Write up a little advice column and make it humorous, make it, practical and make sense. You're somebody who could do that and could be successful at that on a local level, even if it's advertising for $7 a week in your local Penny Saver or something like that, or just your local weekly newspaper that comes out. Offer that to the editor there, okay? And what I'm really getting at is that if you begin to do one thing that is fun for you, that you're good at, doors open. All you have to do is take one step, do one thing, and one thing leads to another, very much literally so. And in a couple years' time, I'm seeing that you're not going to be dependent on state help or help from anybody. You're going to be independent. You're going to have found your way again, because you can't get what you need the feeling of satisfaction and the sense of well-being, and just to be happy again when you're not giving, because that's not who you are. So when you give and when you do, and I'm not talking about giving as far as being the person who fixes everything, cleans up everything, makes all the money, and makes everybody else happy so they don't yell at you. You know, that's not what I mean. I mean giving of yourself.
Yeah, and I'm afraid, you know, something like that would...
Yeah.
I get concerned that there would be an ego issue that I would have to worry about risking, too. I mean, sitting around giving people advice all the time, and you're going to have haters, you know, going, who does she think she is, you know? And then at the same time, trying to fight my own ego from getting built up by the success of...
That's right. That's not anybody else's problem. The reason you feel that way is because you don't feel worthy of doing that or giving that advice. It's a self-esteem issue on your end. And I'm telling you, it's completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. Because you're an amazing person and you're a talented person. And the people that have taught you that you're less than amazing, I really want to just punch them in the face, because you didn't deserve that and you don't deserve that. You know, and it's time that you stop owning that. And that's where you start. Oh, I might be really bossy right now.
Well, thank you very much. My roommate's going to crack up when I know.
Listen, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to come to psychicaccess.com. And I want you to come in my chat room or Jackie's chat room or Steve or Maureen's and talk to us more about this, will ya? And we can help you every step of the way. Will you do that?
That's awesome. Yeah, I will. I will do that. I'm on my way home right now, so I'm going to go look you up.
You be careful. You have a lot to look forward to, and we're going to make sure of that, okay?
Cool. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Thanks for calling, hon. Bye-bye.
You have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you, Rez. That was a wonderful reading and a very, very uplifting. Now, I'm going to just give everybody the call-in number again before we take the next call from Nevada. If you'd like to call in for a free reading, the telephone number is 724-444-4851. So please do give us a call and take advantage of the free reading. And we do have more callers on the line. And the next caller is calling from Nevada. Who do we have calling from Nevada?
Hi, my name is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Dawn. What's your question, Dawn? How can we help you?
Well, I have what I believe is some spirits with me, and I'm wondering if I could get help in who they might be and perhaps why.
Okay, let's have a look, Dawn. Let's see what we get. There's a gentleman with you, actually. I feel as though he's a gentleman he's a gentleman in spirit, but I feel as though this is somebody you know of or have known at some point, because he talks about affection for you. He's not so much a guide, but more somebody that you've known from the past. Did you lose a male friend with dark hair? Going back quite some time.
Not a friend that I recall.
Well, because I see a male in spirit with dark hair, so I was going to say medium brown to dark, but it feels more towards dark, more towards black than medium brown, and I feel as though he's connected to you, and I feel as though you've definitely known him, and he shows a lot of affection towards you, but he doesn't feel so much as much. He doesn't feel like a member of the family, Dawn. He feels more like a friend, somebody you're associated with. Does that not make sense?
I just thought of a possibility, possibly a father-in-law I never got to meet.
Your father-in-law, okay. He's giving you the month of December, actually. Do you know when your father-in-law was born, or passed the spirits? Because the month of December comes up clearly.
You know what, I sure don't. I'd have to ask my husband, and he's not home yet.
Okay, well, ask your husband. He also gives the letter D as well. Now, I know your name begins with D, but he's saying that the letter D is a significant... that D is significant in the family. There's another lady whose name begins with D in his family.
Okay.
Do you know of his mother's name? Because I feel as though it's a mother.
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Well, he's giving me the letter D, and as I said, he's giving us the month of December. And he's saying that he's around you, that he's not a guide that was, you know, that you, obviously, he's somebody you're related to. He's not a guide that you were born with, but he is somebody that oversees you and helps you. And he's talking about, he's saying that he's around, and he's talking about frustration with work. And I feel sure that you or your husband, one of you is really frustrated about work and is not in the right line of work, because he talks about this frustration with work and how he observes this frustration. Can you hear me, Dawn?
Yeah, I agree. I don't like what he does either.
Yeah, because he just talks about being in the wrong field of work and not being fulfilled by work. And he's saying that this is an issue that's gone on. This is a long-standing issue. The frustration has increased, but I get the feeling that your husband has never been in the right line of work, and this gentleman is talking about the need for him to listen. I don't get the feeling that he listens to you or listens as much as he should. He can be quite stubborn, and he really needs to address that situation, because the frustration is getting to the stage where it's starting to affect his energy levels and his general well-being. Does that make sense?
It does. Very much so.
So tell your husband that he's around, and mention December and the lady in spirit as well, whose name begins with D, and tell him that his father is around and really is encouraging him to change track work-wise and do what he enjoys rather than doing this work that he finds so frustrating, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, there's a lady with you as well, and she's in within your family in spirit, Dawn, and she's talking about the month of August. So she either had her birthday or her passing was August.
Okay.
And this is a lady who also has, I would say, more medium brown hair, but it's curled. It's not tightly curled, but she's got curled hair. And she's saying that there are photographs of her with curled hair. And she's very particular about her appearance.
Okay.
And this is a lady on your mother's side of the family. And so she's either your grandmother or an aunt on your mother's side of the family.
Okay, then it would be a grandmother, because both of my aunts are still alive.
Both of your aunts are living. Okay. Now, did your grandmother have? I don't like to use the past tense, because I know that people will go on after we pass the spirit. So if I use the present tense, I'm not implying that she's still living. I'm just honouring my belief that we, or my awareness that we go on. Does she have medium brown hair? This is not a lady that has blonde hair. She's medium brown.
As far as I can recall my mother speaking about it, yes.
Okay. And do you... She's showing me a rattle, and it looks metallic. It's like a silver-plated rattle. It's a gift that your mother would remember.
Oh my!
She's saying that she gifted this baby's rattle and it looks metallic. It's not one that was used. It's more symbolic. It was gifted. Your mother has it. Not sure whether she gifted it to you or it was gifted to your mother, but your mother has it. Does that make sense to you, or do you not know of it?
I don't know, and the hard part is I cannot ask my mother because she's passed as well.
She's passed as well, okay. Well, because she's talking of this rattle. She's giving you the letter R now. She's saying that there's a female with the letter R.
Okay.
It sounds like a rose or rosemary. And this is a lady that she's connected with in spirit.
I didn't hear the last part.
She's giving me the letter R, and it sounds like rose or rosemary in spirit. She's saying that there's another lady in the family in spirit on her side of the family that's a rose or rosemary.
Okay, there was a rose. She's all...
Sorry?
Yes. There was a rose.
Yeah, because she talks about rose, and she talks about walking with rose and talking with rose. They're very, very fond of each other. But she's drawing back, and I feel your mother drawing close. Now tell me your mother's name. Dawn, what's your mother's name?
My mother is Marianne. Two separate words.
Marianne, okay. Now, because she was giving me the letter M a moment ago. Marianne, okay. Now, Marianne is particular about her appearance as well. This is also a lady who takes good care of herself and is very particular about her appearance. Are you still there, Dawn?
I'm here.
Okay. Your mother takes very good care of her appearance. She's very particular about her hair, and she's very particular about her makeup. And I'm drawn to lipstick for some reason. She keeps on saying, mention lipstick. Why is she pointing you to that? Why is she saying, tell her about the lips? Because she's giving you information that shows you that it's her, but she's saying, mention the lipstick, and she'll understand. That's what she's saying. So what does she mean by that?
Well, it could be two things. We're always... spent a lot of time talking together. We were very, very close. And she always used to tell me how she used to match her nail polish, her purse, and her lipstick. And we also had a joke. There was a time where I made fun of old lady pink lipstick, and then a couple years later, that's all I would use.
Okay. Because she's saying, I'm saying to her, look, give me something specific that Dawn will... really recognized. She's saying, oh, mention the lipstick. And she's saying, Dawn, that there's this feeling that you feel that she left far too soon. You were surprised by her passing, and you weren't expecting her to pass at that age. You feel that she should have lived much longer than she did.
That's true.
Can you hear me, Dawn? Are you still with us, Dawn?
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I thought we'd lost the call, Dawn. Can you still hear me?
I'm still here.
Okay. She's saying that there's regret on your part because there's this feeling from you that her passing was sudden and that she passed at a far younger age than she should have.
That's true.
But she's saying, I'm with you very much. And she's reminding you about all the laughs you used to have and the lipsticks. And she's saying, you know, it's important that she always encouraged you to look after yourself and do things for yourself as well as for everyone else. And she's saying, please do take some time to do something special for yourself and know that she is with you. And she talks of an anniversary, an event in April as well. Is that a wedding anniversary?
That is the month of her birthday.
Oh, okay. Because she's talking about April. She's talking about April. Well, she's celebrate in April. She's with you, Dawn. She's very much around you, as is your father-in-law. So they're very close to you, and you know we simply pass on to a different realm, but when we're in spirit, we still are able to support and love and see what's going on with the people we care about. So she's very much around you. And somebody's lost earrings, she's saying. Somebody's been looking for earrings.
Oh, she always had earrings on, no matter where she went.
Okay. You've lost a pair of earrings. You might not have noticed yet, but you'll see that you've lost some earrings. And she's saying, there's a piece of furniture in the bedroom. It's not the bed, but she's saying when you realize that they're missing, look under the furniture in the bedroom and you'll find them.
Oh, okay? I will do that.
Sorry?
I will absolutely look under the bed. In fact, I'm so curious, I want to move it right now.
Great. Well, she sends you all of her love, Dawn, and I want to thank you very much for calling. It's wonderful to hear from you.
I thank you. May I ask you real quickly anything about a child?
A child, okay. Let me see. Picking up on a little girl. Do you have a little girl in spirit?
I really believe so.
Yeah, because as you ask about a child, I'm seeing a little girl in spirit. And I'm getting the number 4. Did you lose her about 4 years ago?
A little bit longer.
Because she looks about four to me. But she's small. She's smaller than a child is normally of that age. And I see her holding hands with your mother and your grandmother. I see her being very happy and very, very settled.
Oh, and
absolutely in spirit. Okay?
So the child is related to me.
I do, yeah, I see a little girl, and I feel as though she's related to you, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling, Dawn. It's wonderful to talk to you. I wish you lots of love. Your family are around you. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dawn. Lots of love and good luck.
You too.
Now, we're going to take a commercial break. And I want to let you know before we take the commercial break that the New York, California, and Florida calls, if you can just hold on a little moment, we'll take our break and we'll be back shortly.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
Great. Well, thank you for holding for us, everybody, and welcome back. We have got a lot of people calling, so we're going to just pick up the pace a little bit on the calls, and we'll just be taking one question from each caller. But before we do, I'd like to make a couple of announcements. Please be sure to visit our website, psychicbloggers.com, to learn about all kinds of subjects from reincarnation to psychic development. And if you're interested in a reading from the best psychics on the internet, do visit psychicaccess.com, where you'll find verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. And there is also a profile for each psychic on that website, psychicaccess.com, and you can choose the psychic that suits you, that you feel drawn to. I know that we have very high standards for hiring with Psychic Access, and others that have joined us from other sites have told us that we are the best because we have very high standards, not only in customer service, but in the expectations of the psychics that we hire. I really enjoy being with Psychic Access because of those standards. I know that I'm associated with a very reputable site. All of your co-hosts on the show this evening, Res Miranda, Jackie and Maureen are available on psychicaccess.com. So if you'd like a reading from any of them or from myself, please do visit us. We'd love to hear from you. If you're a site owner or webmaster, you can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading for traffic that you refer to Psychic Access. And if you'd like more information about that fantastic offer, go to psychicaccess.com/webmasters. And if you like our show, please invite your friends to join us in the chat room and to call in for readings. It's the Psychic View. There's something for everybody, and please do spread the word. We really much appreciate it. Now we're going to take our next call, and I'm just checking who we've got. We have a call now from New York, and you'll be receiving a reading from Maureen. Who do we have from New York?
Hi, this is Elsie.
Hi, Elsie.
How are you?
I'm sorry, Steve.
No problem. Go ahead.
Hi, Elsie. How are you? I'm Maureen, and what can I help you with?
Hi, Maureen. I'm basically calling in regards to finance.
Okay.
My fiancé and I have been struggling financially. We live together, and he's been unemployed for about a few months, and you know, we're slowly becoming behind in our bills. So I'm wondering, do you see him getting a job soon? You know, any income coming in our household anytime soon? Because we need it.
No, I understand, and I can appreciate. We all probably can appreciate this call because, you know, things, we're just thriving along. You know, because we are in this situation. But you know what, Elsie, correct? I really feel that there around you right now, there's some generosity around you and somebody else, maybe within your work. It looks like somebody is willing to put out, I just see somebody, I don't know if it's presently around, if there's somebody, I think this is related to your work, is somebody is offering for you to do some project or pay, there's money to be had for this project or research. I don't know what you do, but it's along somebody else, but there's somebody, you would know who this would be, it's because it's around you right now. It's like, if there's been talk about it, I see more money coming towards your end. Now, I haven't gotten to what, you know, your fiancé's situation is, but as far as your end goes, I see in your job, there's some more, it's some very positive, okay? And do you follow me?
Yes, I follow you.
Okay, and if you, I hope, as long as you follow me, if it doesn't make sense, that's okay. But I do feel that you have a lot of strength available that you've been dealing. You have a lot good for you. You're a great woman. You have a lot of strength available. You're hanging in there with your fiance. You guys are going to be okay because this could be very difficult for your relationship as it is. But I believe that the stagnation is you're already. The whole situation between you two, because you said you live together, I see movement forward, meaning it's not going to be in limbo land or stagnating. I think it's moving on. As that, with that said, I do see that there's been some really hard material loss, not loss, but hard material obstacles in the past. But with that said, I think that you need, you know, he works so hard when he works. I see he works. Yeah. What is it? He works so hard to the point where he physically exhausts himself, and I almost get like in a way that he gets taken for. He allows himself to be taken advantage of, but he works too hard. When he does, he needs to find a happy medium. It's almost like things aren't what they appear to be. There's some issues about his work. the past work, that something, you guys are going to go through a rough time in the next 4 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks. It's going to be difficult. But I will say this. I do feel within the next 4 weeks, you two are going to almost like feel a brand new connection. And I do feel he's going to have a recharged battery. But there's something about what happened within his last job, there's some lesson that he got, and there was some manipulating individual around that. I think he needs to have some more. You need to be embracing him. I know sometimes it's hard because you're carrying the weight, but I feel he really needs you to be.
Okay.
Did you follow me on that? It's very important, because I do see this, and I see a home along the ways in the September, October, a new feeling of a home. You guys will do well, but there's some things that aren't what they appear to be, and I think he needs a little bit more moral, emotional support, or, you know, love.
Yes.
Compassion.
He's been
I'm not saying
down.
You're not like that, but you know what
he's
I mean? He just really does.
Yeah, he's been depressed, really, really strong depression he's been going through, especially with the finance. Yes.
And he will be coming out of it, and I can understand, and I do see, but when he does come out of it, he will feel recharged. Your relationship will, but I think that it has a lot to do with how you're, you know, when one person's down, help lift the other one back up, even if it's, you know, if you can do it. I know you can, because you are who you are. You're a good woman, and I know it can be hard, and people can tell you, what do you think you're doing with that guy? Don't listen to that stuff, okay? He's a good person.
Yeah.
He works hard. And I see you guys really thriving really well. It won't be enduring long, long, long. It's going to be well. It's going to be not that much longer. And I see a new home along the way. I see wonderful. I see all real good things coming your way. Oh, and you make it that. So, you know, I didn't do it. So,
okay.
I hope that helped you.
Yes, I just hope that he does get employment soon. I mean, of course, it's our finance that's hurting, but it's also his self-esteem.
That's real important.
He's
that's
used
why
to being the head of the household, and I'm like, I don't know what to say, you know.
I think there's it's almost like there was some problem. There was, stay away from anybody that you feel is not real. You can intuitively know. Stay away from people that don't embrace you. that we're colored by our walls, our environment, people we hang out with. That last job was no good. There was some bad energy in there. In fact, it's probably just as well that happened. I hate to say it, because it would have just maybe, who knows, it's a blessing in disguise. But I think what he needs is to feel the adequacy, like an adequate man. He needs your complete unconditional support, knowing that he will get at something and believing that.
Okay.
But really do so. You know, and I think he works hard. There's no, I see no reason I see him to be able to get anything he wants. And he's good. He just needs you to believe that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He really does. That's a real important part. As little as it may seem, it is. So I see all good. This is and there's movement. There's moving forward. Really great. Okay.
Will this be in the near future or a while?
Pardon me?
Would this moving forward financially?
No, it's already happening.
Future?
It's already it's already in gear right now. So
I
see it in the next 4 weeks.
Okay, so like the next 4 weeks. Okay, I was thinking, six more months.
You know, I was talking about the home thing I saw, but in the next 4 weeks, that's why it's really important to try to put yourself aside, and I can understand where you come from, but try to be supportive as much as you can, and know that he will get one. Just really know it, not just say it, know it. Know it.
Okay.
And I think it'll make all the difference to a human being. It does, you know. I believe in him, and you won't be disappointed in him. He'll do well. But he needs you. He needs you to feel that.
All right.
Truly.
Thank you so much. Thank you a lot.
You're welcome. I wish you well, and really, it looks very positive, honestly. I wouldn't say that. Okay.
That's good enough.
Okay, thank you, Elsa.
Okay. Elsa. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Wonderful. Thank you, Maureen. That's another fantastic reading. Now, we've got a caller from California. Who's calling from California?
Hi, I am Maya.
Hi, Maya. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing well, thank you, Maya. Now, you're going to get a reading from Jackie, Maya, so I'll hand you over. Jackie?
Hi, Maya. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay, how can I help you this evening? What is your question?
My question was, I just wanted some feedback on how I'm doing in general. and something about what is my path, in a way. Like, what do you see?
Okay. So, just kind of a general reading, and you want to highlight your path or what that is.
Right.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Okay. Well, here's what I'm getting, Maya. The first thing is they want me to remind you. I feel there's a lot of intimidation. There's a part of you that's like, you feel like you're walking on eggshells. You're hesitant to try things for fear of it not being what you think it's going to be. You know, sometimes we're like, well, I don't know, so I won't do anything. So what they're showing me is that you have so much more beyond what you see. So there's a part of you that's very powerful that you're starting to discover. And they also want you just to embrace that, okay? Because there is more to you than the way people perceive you. Because I feel like you give off this image and this energy of that you're just not sure. You know, you afraid. You know, you're sort of afraid because you're afraid of making mistakes. But you know, mistakes are gifts. They're what they do is they help us to see more of what we don't want and the direction that we don't want to go in. You know, and we need them. It's a part of life. We need to see so we can change our mind and go in another direction. So it's okay to let yourself make mistakes. And what they want you to do is, because I feel like there's this part of your identity is hidden underneath, because I just keep getting this image that you're looking to be something, but yet you already are that something. And it's about getting back in touch with yourself. It's about loving who you are, what you're about, your good, the bad, and everything in between. I just keep feeling you're wanting to change to a point where, you know, it's like you're running away from a part of yourself. Like, there's a part of you that you knew as a child that you're like, I just don't want to even look there anymore. I want to shut the door on who I was and become something different. But see, for me, you know, you have to embrace that kind of inner child, that part of yourself that I feel you tend to turn away from, because that little person inside of you, she's filled with so much wisdom. There's so much that she can help you with and share. So what the message clearly here is that they're asking you to embrace every part of yourself, to embrace all of your experiences, and to accept who you are. Because honestly, Maya, until you're able to do that, it's going to be quite challenging to find the purpose, because you're it. You are this person. Because what's going to happen as you move through that, and it's just simply, it's just what it is. It's about, again, I want to just let you know, you can jump in any time. I don't want to dominate the conversation. So if you have any questions, please jump in.
Whatever you think. But I feel like I am doing that some of the times, but other times I kind of go back to running from it.
So. Go back to one more time.
I mean, I've been trying to embrace all of who I am.
Right.
That's kind of the path I am on.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm not like completely certain that I don't feel like I have done that, so it's hard to go forward.
Right, and that's okay. You know, it's still a learning, and it's still a new way of being. And I'm not saying you have to like have it all fixed and all completely done before you can move forward. I mean, you can move forward at the same time. Because that is going to happen for you. You know, what they're showing me is that you're going to transfer this old energy into a new energy. So in other words, by you embracing the whole whole part of yourself, all these little pieces, you got to get back online. You know, there's the girl who was hurt, you know, the girl who was happy, and it's just this thing you have to take care of, the acceptance. And I know it's hard, but you are conscious of it and you are aware of it. And what's that going to do is you're going to just notice it. And I feel this is something that's going to work through rather quickly for you. I would say within the next couple of months, by April 1st, you're going to be a totally different person. You're going to just, you know, feel differently about yourself. You're going to see yourself differently. And this clarity you're going to have. See, what happens is when you're able to embrace all these parts of yourself, that creates room for, inspiration, you know, for spirit to come through. Not that he's not coming, or spirit isn't coming through, it's just that you'll be able to see it clearer and hear it better. Because I feel there's a lot of disconnect right now. So just, bring that all together and just continue to, embrace those parts of yourself, Maya, because it will allow you to move forward much more quickly. So,
awesome. I just feel like I need to know what I need to do next. I mean, I feel like I need to be crystal clear about my path before I can do anything. It's just
you don't. You don't right now. You don't have to be crystal clear. What you do is just, as I was sharing before, just kind of continue to be in acceptance of these parts of yourselves. And that will come through as a result, in hindsight. Okay. So it's okay if you don't have all the answers right now.
Okay. Do you see more education or something I would do on my own first, or should I go get higher education?
Maya, I would love to continue having the reading for you, but we need to move on to other callers.
Okay, sure.
So if you would like to, come to psychicaccess.com and get a reading, I'd be happy to, to have the discussion further. But we need to move on. So I do want to thank you for your call and wish you a lot of luck moving forward.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jackie. It's a great reading as well. It's a lot of fun this evening. We've got lots of people calling, so we're going to take our next caller from Florida. Who do we have calling from Florida?
Jamie.
Sorry, your name is?
Tammy.
Jamie. Hi, Jamie. You're going to have a reading with Rez Miranda, Jamie. So go ahead, Rez.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Hey, Rez Miranda. It's Tammy.
Oh, Tammy. Well, girlfriend. Yeah. Nice to talk to you. What's going on?
Tina J. That's close.
What can I help you with tonight?
Yes, I would like to know where I am, how I'm doing in my, I guess I would call it awakening, type period, and with my gifts, am I going down the right path? About spirit guides.
Okay, all right. We'll get to as much of that as I can in a short amount of time. All right, what I'm seeing first of all is that I'm seeing the Chariot card in the tarot. This is very much about going in a specific direction of your own making. In other words, you definitely have control of the reins. It's not only telling you that you're going in the right direction, but it's telling you that you have absolute control over that all of the choices are yours, and that there aren't any wrong ones as as far as that goes. Really, the only wrong choice as far as spiritual development goes would be not to do anything. You know, so you're going where you need to go, and you've got control there. Now, I'm also seeing the Two of Cups, which is really cool because it talks about being with your perfect partner, and not just in real life or romantically or any of that, but it tells me that you've got the right guide, you've got the right match, you've got the right energy going with you and around you all the time. As far as that, you know, you, Spirit is telling me that you don't think that you're not really sure that you even have a guide or that your guide's with you or what's up with that, right? To steal a phrase from Maureen. is that correct? You're not sure what's going on with that?
Sometimes, you know, I will go call in, you know, Spirit guide help and, kind of go, hello, is anybody there?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not that there's not one there at any given time, because our guides are always with us. Guider guides are always with us, but they don't always interfere, meaning they let you make your own choices. So when you feel like you're not getting a response or you're not hearing anything from your guide, it's because you really already know the answer deep inside. You're just afraid to take that step. So what I'm seeing is that you're doing really fine, and the only glitch that you have spiritually is a confidence issue, and that will change on its own. The more you go down your path, the more you make decisions based on what you're hearing from your higher self, your intuition, yes or no, you know when it's the right answer. Your higher self has no emotional investment in the outcome, remember. That's the main thing. So it's a relationship of trust that you're building. So continue doing that. And the more that you do that, the more you'll progress and the better you'll feel about it. That's the only thing. It's just, you know, your self-confidence is the only glitch. Other than that, you're doing fine. And Spirit has one more thing for you. You will reach your dream and your goal by the end of the year. Okay?
Okay, great.
Yeah. Update us on Psychic Access, will you?
Oh, sure, I sure will.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for your
time. Sorry.
Thank you very much for your time tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tammy. Anytime.
All right. Thank you, Tammy. Thanks, Wes. Well, we're getting lots of calls. We have a caller from California next, and I'm going to read for our caller from California. Who do we have with us?
You have Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good.
Well, I would like to find out matters of the heart, actually, and my birthday is 5/27/61.
5/27/61. Okay. Would you have a specific question, Sarah, or do you just want me to read for you intuitively and look at love life?
Why don't you read for me intuitively?
Okay. Let's see. Okay, Sarah, my guides are saying that there's some regret with you when it comes to love life. I don't get the feeling that you've been lucky in love.
Well, I feel like I missed the boat.
You feel like you missed the boat? Okay. I just don't feel as though you've had good luck. And I can understand you asking that question, because you just haven't been and lucky. You haven't been lucky when it comes to love. Let me see. Well, you have medium brown to darker hair.
Yes.
Now, my guides are taking us back, Sarah. They're taking us back 8 years, and they're saying that something happened 8 years ago. Well, it's 7 to 8 years, but it feels more like eight. But they take us back to that time, and they say something. There was either a bad experience or something really knocked your self esteem about 8 years ago. Can you remember back to that?
Yeah, I think it's a little longer. I think it's about 10 years ago. I was almost murdered by someone who I was engaged to, who was pretty high up in the intelligentsia of the United States. So that's kind of
okay.
Cool. Yeah. Why didn't I
say that? That makes sense. I know it sounds strange as a response, but it makes sense because my guides are showing me a very dark figure, and they take us back to that time. I don't want to cause you pain by taking you back to that time, but my guides say that it's something that really, it just shook you so profoundly, and it's affected you for a long, long time. And yeah. it's really developed a great fear within you. And my guides say that you've been quite reclusive, and understandably, given what you've just said, but mm-hmm. you've been quite reclusive, and you still tend to be a homebody.
I tend to be a homebody.
Yes. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I can understand given what happened. But my guides, now this gentleman, let me see. This gentleman's not nowhere near you now, you know. My guides are just saying, reassure her that this gentleman is not able to cause you any harm. He's not near you. You can let go of that experience and let go of the fear. He's not near you geographically. Not in a position to do you any harm whatsoever. Okay.
Right.
You're very dreamy. My guides are saying you're a very dreamy person. It's almost like you're one step away from the real world. And I'm quite like that. So it's not a criticism. But does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're very much a humanitarian. You don't tolerate injustice. And you're a great. You know, part of the reason you had that experience, I think, is because it just reinforced your natural tendency to jump to the defense of others. You're a real defender of people and of the faith, right?
That's true.
You're a very compassionate person. You're a wonderful communicator. My guides talk of wit as well. They say you're very witty. You've got a great sense of humour. Now, they say as long as you really put that situation behind you and let go of that situation, then you really can move forward. And this is a good year for you. They've just given me the month of October and said that you will meet a gentleman that is darker haired. So his natural hair is medium brown to darker. Now, there was some... Let me see. You have some financial worries as well, they're saying.
Oh, I think in this day and age, everybody has it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, is the market going to die, well, or, you know, are they these dark souls going to, you know... really do a damage to human beings. That's a concern.
Yeah, but my guides say things are going to pick up for you. You are going to meet somebody at the end of this year. As I said, the month of October comes up, and this gentleman has medium brown to darker hair. He's also a homebody. He's a great reader. My guides keep on showing me lots of books. They talk about writing ability with you, actually, but he's got a really dry sense of humour. And he's comfortable financially. He loves to read and research. He's an intelligent man. He's very affectionate, very loving. I get the initials D and M for you as well, so look out for those initials. My guides say the solution is quite simply that you've really got to truly let go of what happened. It's in the past. Nobody can harm you. This gentleman can't harm you, and this new gentleman can come into your life. But my guides do say you need to get out and socialize more. And they're talking about getting involved in what spiritual and metaphysical groups, actually. Are you interested in metaphysics?
Yeah, I studied with some really great... I studied with the same folks that, like Blum, studied with at Rook Room, and... is it Andrews that writes all of her books? So I had the same teacher of theirs, and our teacher was the teacher of the Venetian over in Italy, who was quite a metaphysical person. So,
yeah, well, my guides talk about this interest of yours, Sarah, and they say, you know, get out there. The more courses or workshops you can do, the more groups you can be involved in, the better. get out there, you'll find that your partner has a similar interest. So it will happen for you later in this year. Just let go of the past and get involved in as many of these great, great circles and groups as you can, and you'll do just fine. You, as you're interested in metaphysics, you'll love our show on March the 17th. We've got Colette Baron-Reed on our show. She's published a new book. She's extremely well known. Have you heard of her?
Yes, I have. She's on Hay House Radio quite a bit.
Yeah, she's wonderful. So do listen in on the March the 17th, because we'll have Colette with us. But I wish you all the best, Sarah, and you know, stay positive, get out there and get involved in things, and look forward to the end of the year, because as I said, around October time, you'll be meeting a wonderful gentleman.
Great. I really appreciate that. Can you give me his initials again? Was it?
I was getting D and M. D, I get D. I think I was getting D and M. I hear D and M now.
Okay.
So look out for D and M. Okay, Sarah, we wish you all the luck and love in the world.
Thank you so much, love.
Our pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye, Sarah. Good luck. Now we have another caller from Texas for Maureen. Who do we have from Texas?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. I'm going to hand you over to Maureen.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
And I know Kathy. So, Kathy, what can I help you with?
My spirit guides. What can you... I'm trying to figure out who they are.
Okay.
Not necessarily, you don't have to pick up a name, just man, woman, animal.
Okay. Well, you know, with... this is something I've never talked to you about, because, you know, everybody knows, well, I know, and you know, I've spoken to you a lot before on my show, but you're real interested in this right now, obviously, for a good reason in your life, but I think, you know, Kathy, I want to tell you, you look very happy right now.
I am pretty happy.
Sometimes
you
think, I know sometimes it's a down, you get down and stuff, but things, you really have a, if the spirit guides are around you, it's right now, because it's almost like in spite of yourself, even if you don't want to be, you're really heading in a very good direction right now, and it's like coming back into the world naked. No offense to anybody listening, if they don't like to hear that, but we all have been naked when we come into the world. But it's like you have this all this great energy that you can do anything you want. Everything's open to you. There's no issues. And when you're a kid, that is the case until we get to be adults and we look at reasons why. Your mother looks very positive right now, okay? So
that's good.
My feeling is this. There's a very positive man. The mother energy looks very positive, but you know, I feel spirit guide wise. I feel if you just, you know, like for me, I know I run different. I don't hear, you know, and I'm not saying I don't believe. Like, all I know is what I know, as everybody hears me saying. But I know, like, you know, you hear amongst us all, my guides are telling me, or this or that. I don't speak like that because I don't have that. I don't have something going on like that. And I'm not saying, no, it's not real or not real. It doesn't really matter. But all I know is what just comes out of my mouth. But for you, what I'm looking at, it looks like there's actually a male and a female that are like, they look like parent figures. And if they're guides, and I'm talking about they're not your real, the parents in this physical world, but they're like parent figures that I'm seeing around you. And I think that's what you actually have always really probably could have used at the same time, and stable, very stable, and they're looking after you to stay on track, like you would, like they would have taught you as a child. And I'm not putting down your parents in this life, you know, that you know, but they bring you hope. I see a man and a woman, and one's a very spiritual person. He's like, he's like someone you could go to for any kind of advice, and I feel that he's like, oh, it's like his eyes. If you closed your eyes, you would be able to see his eyes. And they're very beautiful blue color. And he looks like he's a man. And he has hair, beard, he's just lovely. He's lovely. And the woman is all like a Mother Earth type who's into women and daughters and love and family and all that. And this is something I think that would have been, it's like, those are your guides, and what better guides to have for you, especially in the situation that you are in, at times, and how you feel with your mom and stuff. You need to be able to, like, two parents be able to help you embrace your life and for you to leave and go after it instead of you feeling like you can't because you have responsibilities, you know, to you know, your adults. Now, I do feel that there's a big change coming your way, and they're here to make it. I do see two guides. I don't know if you've ever spoken to anybody about this before or asked, or if you feel what I'm even talking about that you can identify with. But you are trying to block them from time to time. You'll hear, I don't know, you'll get some interesting communication by not the normal means, and you try to, it may feel blocked. I think that you need to be open, and by doing that, what I mean is not think too hard about them. That's my suggestion. Because if you do that, I know for me, it just doesn't happen. Things won't happen. Are you following me, Kathy?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Actually, when I tried to, the other night, I asked my spirit guides to keep on sending me visions and all that kind of stuff, and I was going to start a dream journal and stuff like that, and it kind of felt like I wasn't dreaming or I didn't remember dreams after I asked that night.
We'll try another night. This is the thing. It's almost like teaching. These are like two people. They're like parents, but so they want to teach you how to make the choices. So if you did hear one night, don't give up and do it again. That's what parents would do. Don't give up. They're probably that's how they're helping you. They're helping structure. They're helping you with structure and routine and schedule. Being on a schedule. You have to keep asking. That's something that you've been lacking, I think. And it's not a negative thing towards you. I do see that you have to really, there's a lot of faith involved in this and in yourself, and that's, they're helping direct you. It's not that they're going to take everything away and make you all happy and direct you and push you really around where you should be. Everything, they're like real life parent figures. It's amazing. It's like you're a child again. And I think it's wonderful for you. For you especially, because I know you. I know you well enough to say yes. And I really see you heading on a good path, and that's like a father and a mother figure. How they should be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with you not making you not taking the responsibility. They're helping direct you. That means you may need to be having some lessons and stuff like that. That's the kind of guides they are. Good for them. I love them.
Yes, I'm grateful. I've always wanted a real family.
Yeah, well, I didn't see you do, but one that was fun. You know, more, you know what I mean. That kids need direction. You didn't get direction, I guess. You were doing doing it all. So this is what you need, and I think this is a wonderful thing. They look they look wonderful. And they're just they're there to do the job. And when they're done, they're going to go to someone else that needs it, just like you have, even though you're an adult. So I would embrace it. It's wonderful. So I hope you followed me. It's just really wonderful. I've never felt this. I mean, it's really wonderful, Kathy. So there you have it. So
thank you.
Hopefully I'll talk to you again about it on my show, too. Maybe we can talk again. And at psychicaccess as well, .com. And, it's wonderful, Kathy. I'm really happy to see this. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy, for calling. Nice to hear your voice.
Same here.
And embraces, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Maureen. That's wonderful. We've got a caller now from Virginia. Who's calling from Virginia?
Angel, hi.
Angel, hi, Angel. Your reading's going to be with Jackie.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Hi, Angel. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. What's your question this evening?
Well, I have some questions. I have a few questions. One, I moved. Are you getting feedback from me? I'm hearing a little feedback here. No? Okay. I moved recently, and I have a really long commute. It's affecting me in many ways, and I feel that I need to change my lifestyle slightly. That's one question. And the other is about my music. I just released a double CD, and I'm not really sure where it's going, so I have to
Okay, you were fading a little out with the second question. Would it be possible just to speak up a little bit?
What did you miss?
I got the first part about your commute to work, and then was the second part about something, a CD?
About releasing a music CD, a double CD. And it was after I came back into the scene after having a car accident and being out of the music for about 5 years. And I just kind of want to know where you think it'll go, and also what direction you think I need to take regarding jobs. Will something come into fruition that will enable me to work from home, which is really what I want to do?
Right, right. Okay, Angel. The first thing I'm feeling for you is they're showing me emotional healing that you've been working on, and they just want you to continue doing that, because I feel that there's a lot of resentment. There's a lot of this lower energy that you've been carrying around unknowingly. But I mean, you're aware of it, but yet it's like it's still there. And, you know, finding a way, I don't, honestly, I feel this commute is going to potentially affect you physically. In other words, you're very sensitive. You're somebody who's empathic, for lack of a better word. You know, you pick up a lot of other people's energy. And by coming into work and being in that place of feeling, you know, this lower frequency, people are just sucking the life out of you, okay? I'll just be blunt. So what happens is you're carrying around a lot of stuff, and I wouldn't want to see that manifest in you, but it's really important to find a way to heal yourself. Make it a top priority for you. It's really, really important, if whatever way possible, because there will be a new business venture coming for you, but I feel this healing energy needs to come in first. You need to heal, you know, yourself, whatever is left over from what you've been working on, all of those things, because it's really important. I just see this image of, you know, somebody who's, again, and I'm trying to put it in words, that you're aging faster than you're supposed to be because of this stress. You know, so in other words, you sound like somebody who's, you know, who could be in a better physical condition, but I just feel that there's so much on your shoulders. They're showing me this image of, and please don't get startled. I'm not saying you're an old person. You're going to be old, but they're showing me somebody who forgot what it's like to be young again, what it's like to live life. I just feel like you've been, you know, taking on so much and doing so much that you're robbed of your youthhood, you know, of what it was like. And they want you to get back into that place of enjoying life, you know, finding a way to let go of the stress. And this all goes back to the healing, you know, the healing energy. You mentioned Angel, you know, you call yourself Angel. I would also recommend to work with the angels, quite frankly. Archangel Raphael is for healing purposes. You may want to start invoking his energy with you into your home. Oh, go ahead. Do you have a question?
No, I work with the archangels every day.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
And that will... it's just this healing. Right now, it's just this healing that needs to take place. And the business venture that I'm seeing for you has nothing to do with where you're at. I feel that it's just a means to an end. It's just a paycheck. But sometimes it gets to the point where, like I said, you're getting stressed out physically. You know, it's almost like pulling yourself out of bed, you know, is a struggle. You know, and thinking to yourself, you know, it will come to a point. It will come to a point where you're going to need to make that decision. Is this even worth it? You know, and you may need to sit down and do, you know, kind of a spreadsheet or put something on paper to say, you know, what am I worth? You know, what is the value of who I am? Because there's so much for you, but I still feel that you just see it as, you know, a paycheck, but you're not honoring the value of yourself as a human being, of what you have to contribute. And if it's even worth it, you know, the wear and tear on your vehicle, the time it takes to get to work, and then being at an environment that's not letting your light come through because you're not being who you really are, which is, you know, somebody who can heal, somebody who's capable of healing. And I feel that's why they want you to work on yourself. Also, being outside in nature, you know, I feel that some of your, well, they're showing me past lives, actually, has to do with you were somebody who worked with the earth elements. So, for example, crystals, things of that nature, where herbs, you know, you were able to, you know, manipulate things for healing purposes. That was something that calls to you. Being outside in nature is very healing for you. Did you have something? I don't want to cut you off.
No, I just ordered several herbs and crystals and a whole kit of things to try to work with, because I have a memory of doing that, you know, and I've been really called to it. I was even thinking of taking an herbalist course.
Right.
And I thought, no, this is too earthy. I want to be more involved in the cosmos, you know, but it's all connected.
Well, it is, and I think you were somebody who, you know, you feel comfortable up there, but I think you need to come back down a little and be very grounded, a little practical sometimes. But I think connecting with nature as far as a next step is going to be wonderful for you. That's where the healing will come in. You know, putting your feet in the grass. I know you're in Virginia and it may be cold like it is here for me, but, you know, sitting outside with your, you know, your back against a tree, things to help you connect to nature, bringing indoors, you know, live plants, flowers, scents, things like that, you know, herbs, smells, you know, because you are somebody who's very sensitive, so you pick up a lot of that feeling, that nature essence of Mother Earth. That'll be very healing for you as well.
Okay.
Did you have any
music?
Does that make any sense? Oh, yeah, we probably won't get to that though, Angel, because we're going to just take one question, but I'm happy to, if you want to look me up on Psychic Access, to connect with you that way.
Sure, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Lots of love to you and good luck.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great. Great. Thank you, Jackie. You were bang on with the herbs there.
No problem.
Okay, we've got a caller now from Washington. Who's calling from Washington?
Julie.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you. How are you, Steve?
Very well. Thank you, Julie. Thank you for calling. Now, we're going to pass you over to Rez, Miranda.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Rez.
What can I help you with tonight?
I'm trying to figure out how my healing is going and if I'm going to be increasing my finances because I'm healed or if I'm not healed or something of that sort.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to tell you, your healing's going very well. The reason I say that is because I'm seeing the Ten of Cups and the Ace of Swords and the Nine of Discs. These cards all talk about being happy, content, being powerful. A lot of your healing has to do with getting your energy back, getting your stamina back, being able to move it. I'm seeing something about your bones or a bone, and that's healing. You're healing very well. The Nine of Discs is about reaching a goal, so you're practically there, just a little more time, and I see that you're going to be able to. Spirit tells me you want to be back to your old self again, and that's exactly where you're headed. Is that a thought you've had? I wish I could be like I was before. Wish I could do the things I did before. You're going to be able to do that, so you're doing really well. Finances especially. I see you as somebody in the very near future who's moving around a lot. And I don't mean changing an address a lot. I mean out there, moving, physically moving and talking to people. And I'm getting the word recruiting people. I don't know what that means to you, but I'm seeing very much prosperity financially around you as this year progresses. Something else too, I'm not sure what this will mean to you, if it'll make sense, but as far as your healing goes, heat is important. Whether it's an infrared lamp or sunshine or vitamin D, you know, does that ring any kind of bells with you? That's what you need to do. If you're doing that, do more of it, kind of thing. Warmth, heat, sun, you know?
I will certainly try. I love the sun, so. And I've increased my vitamin D, so maybe that will help.
Good.
So, you see recruiting? Because I've been out of work for almost 2 years now, so that would be interesting.
Yeah, it would. I see you doing that in a sort of a self-employment scenario situation, you know? Working with something with a company, with someone, like a multi-level marketing kind of thing. And before you go, ew, I see a friend of yours that has a project going that's similar to that or something like that, where you can make money on your own. I don't see you necessarily selling anything, but I see you involved in, and this may sound crazy, the self-help industry, like health products perhaps, or even self-growth, that sort of thing, you know. Definitely come to Psychic Access and ask me more about that, because I see you recruiting people into that, and I feel like it's a self-help new age kind of a business, you know, and that you're going to be coaching and that sort of thing as well. So, you know, a lot of movement, a lot of people contact, and that's going to do well for you financially, and you're going to feel like the person you used to be. Does that make sense to you at all?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let us know how it's going.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thank you for calling.
Bye, Rick.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Rez Miranda.
Yeah, fun.
We had a great evening. It's been just wonderful. Now, we've got another caller from Washington, and I'll take this call. Who's calling from Washington?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Hello? My name is Jean.
Your name is D.
Jean?
C.
J-E-A-N, Jean.
Oh, Jean. Okay, Jean. Sorry about that, I misheard you. Hi, Jean. Well, it's great to have you with us. How are you doing, Jean?
Good, I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Jean. How can we help?
I have a couple of questions. My first question being, is it my career? I just currently started a new job, and I'm not quite sure how, you know, it's going, whether they're going to keep me or if this is just a stepping stone to something else with another company. But I just came off of being unemployed for almost 2 years, so I'm most grateful and appreciative for this job.
Oh, great. Okay, Jean. Well, my guides are saying that they will want to keep you. You're doing a really good job, and particularly you're very conscientious. My guides are talking about you arriving very early for work. Do you arrive much earlier than you need to?
I'm sorry, say that again. I can't hear the first. I heard yours. You say I'm conscientious, but I didn't hear the rest of that.
Okay, my guides are saying, Jean, that you're very conscientious, and they're talking particularly about arriving early for work. And that I just get this feeling of arriving early. Do you arrive very early for work?
Oh, that I arrive early, yes.
Yeah, because they're just laughing and saying you're so conscientious, you're so keen that you arrive really early for work. And it's noticed that you're so keen to be there and to do the right things. So you're very much appreciated. Now, my guides are saying that it'll work out fine for you. They will want to keep you, but they talk about you actually deciding to move on yourself. I get a strong feeling that at the end of the summer you'll want to move on to a different opportunity. Now, are you working full-time?
I am working full-time, and I do have my eye on something kind of bigger and brighter, I would say. But don't get me wrong, I'm really appreciative for what I have. And the way I'm viewing this is kind of like a stepping stone opportunity, you know, for what I have right now. But, yes, I do have my eye on something, higher, something bigger.
That's great. That's fantastic, Jean, because this is a stepping stone. But it's a stepping stone that you will choose to step off when your other opportunity comes along. It's not that you'll be pushed to do that, so you don't need to worry. Now, what's your date of birth, Jean?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What is your date of birth?
My date of birth is January 26th, 1973.
January 26th, 1973. Okay. So are you a Capricorn?
Aquarius.
You're Aquarius. Okay. Let me see. You know, it's interesting, Jean, that the subject of healing crops up in my mind, and I feel with you an interest in healing. Are you interested in healing and caring for people?
I am very much. I have healing abilities. I'm very intuitive. I have many gifts that I have shared on and off throughout my life, sometimes more often than not. But recently, I kind of steered away from it a little bit because, financially, I've got other things that kind of take priority that kind of trumps that. So I'm focused more on, you might call it the external, because I'm focused on paying bills and kind of just trying to make my way through life. So I've kind of steered away from the spiritual stuff. I used to do readings and stuff like that, and I kind of steer away from that for a little bit to focus on my life.
Okay, Jean, and that's fine, and it all fits together. You know, I worked in corporate finance, and it was experience that is really helps me doing what I do now. It's experience that helps me to give good advice to clients in business and helping people with their careers. But I have to say to you, Jean, my guides are saying, tell Jean that we will reclaim her. So you very much are meant to be working with spirit, and you do have excellent healing ability. You're also very strong academically. You absorb information really easily. If you do a course or you're learning, you just have a great memory, right?
Some days, not so much. I have to write things down because I've got so much. I'm a constant thinker, and there's just so much going on in my mind that sometimes it's hard for me to retain some information, and some people look at me as though, especially at work, I know that's why my question was, I wonder if they're going to keep me, because some things I don't retain as easily and quickly as others, as other times, and they kind of look at me like, is she getting it? Is she understanding me? Maybe we need somebody who's more quick on the uptake here, or it's just that I've got so much going on in my mind. I'm a forward thinker. I'm a future thinker. So I'm thinking like ahead. I'm thinking on the next big thing or, what I have going on currently in my life as well. So all these things are going on and I'm not able to easily retain some information.
Yeah, but what happens with you, Jean, is you're very energetic, you're very dynamic, and you like the big picture. you're very much a big thinker, and you think about the big picture. And my guides are saying that you've got a lot going on in your mind, because you're a bright girl and you're very enthusiastic about things. You're also very optimistic, and you're a bit like a butterfly, in that you know somebody might be talking about one thing and you're moving on to the next issue and the next thing and the next opportunity. But don't beat yourself up for that. It's just a discipline, but it's just your personality. You're a multitasker. You're thinking of many things at once, and you're thinking of the big picture. You know, you're also very intuitive, as you said. You're picking up on what's going on around you, and that causes you to think as well. So don't beat yourself up over that. But my guides are saying that, you know, don't worry about work. You're doing well, and you'll have good opportunities there. But they do say to you, just be aware that the spirit want you doing spiritual work, and particularly healing. And they say that you're wonderful at absorbing information, Jean, but my guides are laughing, saying only if you're interested in it. So when you're interested in the subject and you're passionate about it, then you really do absorb the information. When it's detail that you're not passionate about, then you tend not to, because you're thinking about other things. But you'll do really well, and you'll definitely be back in the spiritual field and doing healing, etc. And it feels like the beginning of next year, this time next year, you'll be doing your spiritual work and making a very good living. So just be open to that, and don't worry about it. Just let it unfold. If, you know, I always say to spirit, if we're meant to do spiritual work, then bring on the opportunities and we'll be there.
Okay. So, but as far as like this current job, they're happy with me, because at times I feel like they're not. Like, I get a lot of like pushback and like sometimes like attitude from people, and then, you know, if I push back, they look at me like I have attitude, and it's a tough environment. I'm finding it's a very different environment from what I'm used to in the past. I come from a corporate environment down to a small kind of mom and pop company, and the way they do things is extremely different. It's like they're trying to get you. I mean, I know it's across the board with every company now today with this economy that we're in, but it seems like they're pushing you to do more with less.
Yeah, and that's the way of the world, you know, and that's important experience, because pretty much all organizations are trying to do that, and, you know, it's experience that you'll be able to use to help your clients in future. My guides are saying that they're not commercially savvy. They're not fantastic when commercially. They're not fantastic with marketing. They're quite old fashioned. But you can help them, but help them diplomatically. You know, by presenting things as opportunities, you can do well there. But you'll be moving on, Jean. You won't be there for more than about 10-11 months anyway. Okay.
Oh, I was hoping I was going to be out of there sooner than that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for this opportunity, but I was kind of hoping that I would be out within the next couple of months.
Well, you've got free will, Jean. So you know, if you find another opportunity that's appealing for you, then go for it. But my guides are saying that by this time next year, you'll be doing your spiritual work. So even if you take another opportunity, by this time next year, you'll be reclaimed. So that I go back to what I said at the beginning, which is, we will reclaim her. They want you doing spiritual work, and they want to use your healing ability, particularly in your intuitive capability. So just be open to that.
Okay, but as far as like a job, like an everyday job that's going to, you know, like what I'm doing right now, like executive support work, am I going to be, because I have my resumes out for companies, like a company that I have my eye on, and I have a person who works at this company who works on the inside and is trying to get me in, and he said that he's going to try and help me, and I'm trusting that he is trying to help, and I just want to hopefully see that I will at least get an interview and, you know, I'm hoping to get in there. That's my dream job. That's my dream company.
Let me see. Yeah, I do. When I ask about that, I feel as though it can work for you. But do, as I said, just be aware that in the longer term, spirit will want you to be doing your spiritual work and your healing. In between times, yes, you can take the direction you want, but your thought is healing and spiritual work. I wish you lots of luck because you've got great talent, Jean.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Jean. Good luck, and let us know how you get on. Okay, now I want to just remind you all that you can visit us at psychicaccess.com. So if you'd like to have a reading, then come along to psychicaccess.com, and that would be we'll be very happy to read for you. And that we're at the end of another fantastic show. We've had a great time. I want to thank Doug behind the scenes. He keeps everything on track for us technically. And thank you also to my co-hosts. Now, I would like everybody to say their farewells. I'll say mine. Thank you, everybody, for listening in and for joining us. And it's been a wonderful show.
And I will say goodbye, Maureen, this morning. Goodbye, and thank you, everybody, for joining us. It was lovely. And everybody that I haven't said hi to, hi.
Thank you, Maureen.
Yeah, thank you, Steve, for hosting the show. And I want to just quickly mention that next week's show is about Wicca, which I will be hosting, and our guest is Marla Brooks. So that will be a very interesting show, and I hope you guys come back and listen for our guest next week. So just wanted to share all that to everybody, and great show, a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Jackie. We'll look forward to your show next week, and thank you to you for joining us, Res Miranda. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Thank you very much for having me. We'll see you all online, and love them like you mean it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Res.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, that brings us to the end of the show. Have a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to being back with you next Thursday evening, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you.